All right, rockers, riff lovers, and melancholy misfits, Jimmy here with another triple shot of distortion and dirt, coming at you from the dark end of the 90s dial. Today's deep dive is not for the faint of heart. It's for the fighters, the fallen, and those who found beauty in the bleak. We're talking about a band that channeled addiction, despair, and emotional devastation into some of the most powerful music of the last 30 years, Alice in Chains. Now, they might have been lumped in with the grunge scene, but let's be real. They were always a little heavier, a little darker, a little uglier in the best way. Welcome to The Rock Pod. Let's start with the beginning. Not the grunge boom, but the hair metal before it. It's 1986. Lane Staley's in a glam band called Sleaze. Meanwhile, Jerry Cantrell is bouncing between odd jobs and crashing couches, all while dreaming of a band that blends Sabbath sludge with Beatles melodies. The two meet at a party. Jerry sees Lane perform and is blown away. Not because of the hair or the spandex, but because of the voice. Jerry says he had this piercing, powerful thing going on. It cut right through. Now, Lane wasn't initially sold on joining Jerry's band, but he agreed to guest on a demo if Jerry found him a spot in a funk project. They called it even, and Alice in Chains was born. Sean Kinney said, "We didn't have a plan. We just knew it had to be heavy, and it had to be real." Their first few gigs were chaotic, playing clubs, keg parties, even strip clubs. But something was there. That eerie harmony between Jerry and Lane. It was accidental magic, like Lennon and McCartney on Ketamine Rock Pod. Well, it's 1990. Glam is dying. Seattle is cooking. Alice in Chains drops Facelift. And it's not grunge. Not yet. It's metal with a mean streak and a punk backbone. But it's Man in the Box that changes everything. That talk box guitar. Jerry's idea. He wanted it to sound like a robot being strangled by Black Sabbath. Lane's lyrics, a gut punch critique of censorship and blind faith. The song exploded on MTV, and suddenly, Alice in Chains becomes the first grunge band to break through nationally, a full year before Nirvana's Nevermind drops. They go on tour with Iggy Pop, and then Van Halen. Because nothing says rooster like following up Panama. Jerry said, in those early tours, half the audience didn't get us. But we never changed. We just kept grinding. Mike Starr on bass gives them a thick, brooding foundation. Sean Kinney, ever the joker, once duct taped a fan's shoes to the stage because he wouldn't stop moshing. Facelift goes gold, then platinum. Alice in Chains is on the map. But behind the scenes, Lane is already using heroin. And things are about to get darker. Rock Pod. Now let's talk dirt. Released in 1992. It's not just an album. It's a confession. It's Lane's open diary, Jerry's therapy, and Sean's bone-rattling heartbeat. It's considered one of the greatest heavy albums ever recorded, grunge or otherwise. We're talking about Them Bones, 2 minutes of raw existential dread, written by Jerry, one of the best opening salvos in any album. Damn That River, a literal band fight. Sean and Jerry argued. Jerry wrote it in rage, and Sean loved it so much, he insisted on recording it. Down in a Hole, arguably Lane's most vulnerable vocal. Jerry wrote the lyrics, but Lane embodied them. Its sorrow turned into song. Rooster. Jerry's tribute to his dad's time in Vietnam. The line, "Ain't found a way to kill me yet," hits like shrapnel. His dad cried when he heard it. Wood, that's a tribute to Andrew Wood. Mother Love Bone, written after his heroin overdose. Later used in singles, hauntingly prophetic. Lane said, "Our music's not supposed to be happy. It's supposed to make you feel."
Ain't found a way.
This album goes quadruple platinum, but Lane, he's slipping deeper into addiction.
Rock.
By 1996, the band hadn't toured in over 2 years. Lane was reclusive. Rumors were flying. Then comes MTV Unplugged, a miracle of a performance. Everyone expected a disaster. Instead, they delivered one of the most powerful live sets of the decade. Lane was thin, gaunt, shades on. But when he sang Nutshell, time stopped. That vulnerability, that strength and fragility, unmatched. Jerry said it was beautiful and heartbreaking. I think we knew deep down it might be our last with Lane. The applause after Rooster goes on for nearly a minute. The audience knew it too. After Unplugged, the band disappears. Lane retreats to his condo, rarely seen, heavily using. In 1998, he records two tracks for the Mad Season project. Check out Above, it's an overlooked masterpiece. But by the 2000s, he's a ghost in his own city. And by April 2002, Lane is found dead. Heroin and cocaine overdose. Decomposed. He'd been dead for 2 weeks before anyone noticed. He was 34. Mike said, it broke us. It changed all of us. The world mourned, but not like with Cobain. Lane was a quiet tragedy. His death was expected, but no less devastating. Alice in Chains was over, or so it seemed.
Rock.
It's 2006, a tsunami benefit. The surviving members reunite with a new singer, William Duvall. He wasn't a clone. He wasn't a copy. He was something new, but respectful. He carried Lane's spirit without imitating him. 2009's Black Gives Way to Blue surprises everyone. It's good. No, actually it's great. Deep riff heavy and mature.
I don't wanna feel no more.
The title track, A Goodbye Letter to Lane, featuring Elton Freakin' John on piano. Jerry said, I was scared to write that song, but I had to let it out. The band tours again. They drop more albums. The Devil Put Dinosaurs Here and Rainier Fog. Still heavy, still irrelevant. Alice in Chains didn't just survive. They evolved. So what's the legacy? Alice in Chains was never just grunge. They were doom metal, alt-rock, sludge, blues, even acoustic balladeers. They showed that heaviness isn't about distortion. It's about emotion. Tool, Deftones, Breaking Benjamin influenced. Modern doom and sludge bands, yeah, influenced. Anyone writing songs about addiction, loss, and despair, influenced. Their harmonies, Lane and Jerry, were eerie, angelic, and unforgettable. That sound hasn't been matched since. Duvall said, we're not a cover band. We're not a tribute band. We're the next chapter.
Rock.
Man, this one hit deep. Lane's ghost still lingers in every harmony. But the fact that Alice in Chains kept going, that's the most rock and roll thing of all. So the next time Wood comes on your playlist, don't skip it. Feel it. Turn it up. Let it hurt a little. This has been Jimmy, your host from the Rock Pod, reminding you that the best music often comes from the darkest places. Remember, the Rock Pod, all killer, no filler. So until next time, stay loud, stay weird, and always remember the rooster. If you like today's episode, smash that like button. Also, be sure to follow The Rock Pod so you can stay up to date on the latest episodes, and be sure to tell your friends about us. Want to show your support for The Rock Pod? Hit that donate button and buy us a cup of coffee. Every little bit helps. Research for this episode by me and GPT. Music by the band Silvertrip. Music in this episode, Man in the Box, Rooster, Nutshell, Black Gives Way to Blue, and Wood by Alice in Chains.
Rock.